Dear members of Avos Yisrael, we're right now going into the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a very important day in the Yiddish calendar, and the name Rosh Chodesh Nisan indicates three things. It's a Rosh, it's a beginning, a new beginning. Chodesh, there's new things that happen that start on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Nisan, they happen in a miraculous form. The world runs in two modes. There's the Tishrei to Tishrei calendar, which we're part of the world calendar, which is the Olam HaTeva, and there's the Nisan to Nisan Yiddish calendar that started with Chodesh Nisan, that's Nisan mode. And Yitzchak Avinu was born in the Chodesh Nisan, in the Nisan mode, born with the Nes, and from that time on, it's been a month of Nisan for Klal Yisrael, and that's why Makkos Bechoris took place now, Yetzias Mitzrayim took place in this month, Kriyas Yamsuf, it was Yoshe, took place this month. So it's been a month of Nisan all the way. It's also the El Shimurim. So in Yitz Hashem, this year, like all years, and maybe in Yitz Hashem, it'll be a year of a lot of Nisim that Klal Yisrael needs right now. We have to hope that we get the shuls and the yeshivas and schools back running, the panrosas back running, and things will go back to a new and better norm than before. What can we do to be mechazik? One thing right now and one thing to have in mind. One thing is to have kavana with the Shem Hashem. Shri Shem Negi Somid. When you say Shem Hashem, even one time bar tefillah, it's worth it. The name Hashem means eternal master, Adonai Makol HaYevir. And when you need rachamim, you think it's Hashem rachamim, merciful eternal master. If you say Hashem Hashem with a bracha, one time for tefillah, one time for benching, one time per day, every time you do it, you unleash rachamim, and you bring a lot of yeshuas to the world. The Rekech says that a bracha with a kavana properly can bring a shmir to 500 people. So saying brachas for kavana, fin Hashem is in front of you, that's the important thing right now. And when you go into the yontif, it's so that to try and make a simcha de yontif, and Hashem will give us a tzemacht b'chagecha v'yus'ach semeach. Another thing to remember also is that we should in Yirtzeh Hashem have in mind that when Hashem gets things back to normal, and when the shuls start operating and the schools start operating again, we're going to thank Hashem Barabim for this and all make efforts to do a better job. We're all going to learn about tefillah more and understand the mitzvah tefillah more and that shuls will be able to rotzayin and beis Hashem ishvietze all your zeichah to have a chak hosh v'sumayach. Kaltov.